Here is your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather. Good morning, I'm John Baker. It's 11 o'clock. National news first, and with currently no alternative to the UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel told the new chief, Christian Saunders, Luxembourg will back the group with 30 million euros under a partnership running until 2027 and has added a further 3 million euros for the situation in Gaza. The agency continues to face major funding challenges after the US and other countries cut support. The government has unveiled a seven-point plan to make housing cheaper. Finance Minister Gilles Roth and Housing Minister Claude Meisch say it offers tax relief for buyers and incentives for investors to boost the supply of rental homes. A new housing bond is planned for early next year, letting people lend money to the state at a fixed rate, tax-free. The state hopes to raise 250 million euros to invest in affordable housing. It has been announced that resurfacing works will be carried out on the A1 motorway between the Gasperish interchange and the Ham exit. As a result, this section will be closed from this Friday on the 17th of July at around 9 o'clock until Monday the 20th of July at 4 a.m. In international news, authorities in the Georgian capital Tbilisi have approved the demolition of a half-finished futuristic cultural complex, rekindling a debate over one of the city's most divisive landmarks. Its planned removal has prompted accusations that the ruling Georgian Dream Party is seeking to erase architectural symbols associated with its imprisoned political rival. A mini tornado struck near Lyon yesterday evening, bringing winds of over 100 kilometers an hour and widespread damage. One eyewitness described being lifted off the ground and dragged along by the wind, escaping serious injury despite flying debris. Firefighters responded to 150 incidents and two lorries overturned on the A72 motorway. Japan's parliament has tweaked the imperial succession law today, but maintained the ban on women emperors, despite surveys suggesting wide public support for the idea. The future of the imperial household, mythically descended from the Shinto sun goddess Amaterasu, currently rests with Prince Hisahito, the 19-year-old nephew of 66-year-old Emperor Naruhito. Sports now, and Joe Root has said his younger England teammates were having to learn on the job in one-day international cricket because of a lack of experience over the 50-over games. The veteran batsman scored 99 not out as England beat India by 4 wickets in the second one-day international in Cardiff yesterday to level a three-match campaign 1-1. And football's global governing body FIFA have said they will assess match reports before deciding if they take any action over Argentina's players holding up a banner reading "The Falklands are Argentinian," following their 2-1 victory over England, after a British minister had called for FIFA to look into the incident following the World Cup semi-final match in Atlanta. For more on these stories, news, updates and much more, head over to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It's going to be a much cloudier day today than we have had become accustomed to over the past few weeks, but we should have some spells of sunshine throughout nevertheless. There remains the risk of heavy thunderstorms, which should diminish in the evening. Overnight, the weather will become dry with widespread clear spells. Temperature-wise, we are currently at around 20 degrees, and this will rise to about 26 the afternoon.
Drinks. Proud sponsors of the Lunchbox on RTL Today Radio.
RTL Today traffic info.
For the traffic between the A3 in Dude Launch to the A31 in Compton, there is a 5-minute delay. Another 5-minute delay on the CR162 in Illange. And best to avoid the A13 between Illange and Bettenberg, as there is an object on the road. Speed checks are taking place in Luxembourg City on the Ruzith. And if you'd like any more information, head to today.rtl.lu/mobility.
The Lunchbox with Stephen Stapp Slow.
RTL Today Radio.
The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
Tell the story. This life had many shades. I'd wake up every morning, and before I'd start each day, I'd take a drag from last night's cigarette that smoldered in its tray. Down a little something, then be on my way. I traveled far and wide, lay this head in many ports.
wore the faces of my own. I had these memories all around me so I wouldn't be alone. Some may be from showing up, others are from growing up. Sometimes I was so messed up and didn't have a clue. I ain't winning no one over, I wear it just for you. I got your name.
Tattoo by the Dropkick Murphys. It's another important day today. It's International Tattoo Day. Yay for me. I could celebrate by getting another tattoo, but I'm not gonna do that. Three in a week is too many. I'm obsessed with them, as you may see on the stream. My arms, they're not covered, but I've got a sizable amount now, and I don't like the small ones, so they're just like bang, like humongous ones on my arms. I'm very top heavy though. I need to maybe start going on my legs. I don't know if my foot counts. We're gonna count my ankle. I'm gonna be telling you a little bit about tattoo history and a tiny, tiny bit about the science behind it, because I don't want to think about that too much. Before that, we've got Loreen with Tattoo and then Ian Dior with Tattoos and You.
Find a way.